No doubt. Speaking of interesting viewing, can't wait to see what happens down in Tasmania when they enter the NBL. That's all coming together for Larry Kilsman and co. And the boss, the owner of the NBL, joins us on the Breakfast Club. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, yesterday was a big day, Larry, because we know that Tasmania are going to be a part of the NBL going forward, but they got their little moniker yesterday. They got a nickname, the Jack Jumpers. Tell us more. Tell us how it came to be.
Well, we ran a competition. We had over 10,000 entries of all different names, and I have to say, when I first looked at people voting for something called the Jack Jumpers, I had no idea what it was. I had to look it up, but it got my curiosity, and when I realized what it was all about and the research, that I understood why people were voting for it, and we all fell in love with it, and once we developed the brand, I actually think it will be the best brand in Australian basketball.
Yeah, it's it. And how excited are you, Larry, that finally there's a name, there's colours, you know, it's really happening?
It's a year and a half of work. I have to say it was not an easy but a really, really fun project to be part of. It's great to be involved in something that all of the state is so behind. I have to say, from the first time I landed there to have a chat about it, you could feel how much they wanted a team of their own, and I'm just really proud that we could deliver something as fun and exciting as this.
And also, do you think it's important that it's not the Tassie Devils? It's not I guess something that that Tasmanian sport is known for, that you've got your own identity, a very different identity. It's a talking point, but that might actually help bring a newness and a holistic approach to it all, that it's all of Tasmania, not just Hobart, not just Launceston.
Yeah, in some ways, I'm glad that we couldn't actually use the Tasmanian Devils. It's something that's already used by AFL in Tassie, and even if we wanted to, we couldn't use it. So in some ways, I'm glad that decision was taken out of my hands, because it might have been almost an easy decision to make, because I know there was a lot of support around Tassie for that name. But I'm actually thrilled that we could give it a clean start, something that all of Tasmania can get behind. It's very Tasmanian, and unless you're from Tasmania, probably not a lot of people know what a Jack Jumper is. So everyone is going to be asking what it's all about. And when I read up about it and find out what a sort of little battler that ant is, and jumps 20 times its height, and it just made absolute sense why people loved it.
Yes, primarily active during the day and live in open habitats, the Jack Jumper, as you would well know. Larry, an ant-type situation, venomous ant, native to Australia, mostly frequently found in Tasmania, is the Jack Jumper, and as you say, a very athletic ant it is too, and a venomous one. So dangerous to come across, which I imagine is what the Jack Jumpers will want to be when they enter the NBL.
Spot on. Protects its nest. Very, very protective, territorial, and that's, I think, how the Tasmanians feel. Very proud. So, yeah, and a little feared. We don't mind the fact that it's got a bit of venom about it. A lot of the animals are a bit low. Have some viciousness about them.
And that's a good thing. That is a good. I'm okay with it. Why do you say it's a big talking point? It's got a lot of reaction yesterday from basketball people, but also sports people, which I think is probably the key to the whole thing, Larry. This is why branding is very important, because you're not just preaching to the converted. You want to try and expand your market, and that's one way of doing it with a name like this.
Well, I love the fact that people are going to talk about it. It's not just another name. It's got passion. It's got people talking. Love it, hate it. I actually don't mind. It's our job to convert everyone to actually be a fan and get behind it. Even if you don't love the name, I'm sure people in Tasmania are going to get behind it. But I have to say, the initial response, and we're trending, I think, fourth biggest topic yesterday on social media, right behind Trump and Biden. So it's got people talking.
Which is a good thing. Now, just speaking about the relationships, you've got Simon Brookhouse down there as the NBL TAS CEO, which is a great appointment, we think, after his time in golf, doing a great job there. What's the sentiment from the locals down there about this team? Don't worry about the name, but the team and what it might mean for sport in Tasmania.
Well, Tasmania absolutely loves sport. They get behind when AFL visits or when some of the cricket is played. They love it, but they really wanted something to own, and that's what we've delivered. So the support has been incredible. Everyone's talking about it, and in the newspapers pretty much every day. So it's nice to in the last, in particular, 5, 6, 7 years, and back in the day, was huge all around Australia, and it's made a resurgence, I think. But I think we also realise that in a place like Melbourne, AFL rules, we get that. So to be in a state where this is the biggest game by far, it'll be the biggest team, and it's just nice. It's nice to be absolutely the prime.
We're just having some troubles with the line there, Larry. So what we might do is let you go. It's a very exciting time for the NBL and for basketball. We love the Jack Jumpers. We'll be all over them. Our Tasmanian listeners will be all over it, no doubt, as well. And can't wait to see them in action in the NBL. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Go the Jumpers.
Go the Jumpers. Larry Kissman, owner of the NBL. Yes, hey.